Hello, folks. Welcome to TechLink. Today is the 26th of October, 2019, and I'm recording this on the ASUS ROG Phone 2. I used to have the big mic to record the Samsung C1U Pro, which I used for quite a bit, and I still have. But I've just been keeping that in school because that's where I record my new podcast, or the podcast that I run with my friends, which is the Smoking Mirrors podcast. So the ROG Phone 2 is pretty good for recording like these kind of podcasts that last 20 minutes or so. So it's fine. And I know a couple of like podcasters who record with just their phones, and it sounds just fine, because I mean, microphones and phones are like so good nowadays anyway, that what is the point of just using a big ass mic? But I mean, some people like it. Like, I still, you know, I'd still use a big microphone to record. Couple of things I wanted to mention in this podcast, and the first of which is that I did actually go ahead and receive the iPhone 4S, which I did talk about in the midweek update podcast. It came yesterday in the mail, and it was actually running iOS 6, which was a pleasant surprise. I do have iOS 6 on the phone now, iOS 6.1.3, with all the skeuomorphic design elements and everything. So it's a pretty good design. I think it looks better than all the flat things that Apple has adopted now. That skeuomorphic design was really good. You know, with all the realistic icons, and even like the music app, sort of the volume slider shines as you move your head or as you move the phone around, which is nice. So it's, you know, I need to put my SIM inside of it. In fact, like just when I got home, I've been out for a while, but as I got home, I received the package that has the SIM adapter. Because, of course, the iPhone 4S has a micro SIM, so a nano SIM. It was 2011, the age before everyone adopted nano SIMs. So I bought this adapter for all sorts of SIM sizes. And I'll probably try putting my SIM in there and maybe try surviving for a week. I might do a whole thing about surviving with the iPhone 4S on iOS 6 for a whole week. I feel that would be an interesting experience. I suppose I'd miss a lot of things, presumably because the versions of such applications will not be available to download because it'd be unsupported, which, again, probably suck, even if it was just for a day, but, you know, for a whole week, it's probably even worse. And I'd probably also miss, like, big screen, because, oh my goodness, my ROG Phone 2 is 6.5 inches wide or tall. That's how much screen there is. And it's a gorgeous display. It's a 1080p OLED with HDR10 compatibility, 120Hz, all that stuff. And it's a brilliant display. And then going to this iPhone 4S, which has a 3.5 inch, it's half the size, basically half the size of the ROG Phone 2, has just, wow. It's every time I turn it on and I look at it, it's like this tiny little thing. I can reach everything with my hand, not an issue. Don't have to do any hand gymnastics with it, which I guess I kind of miss. I had that with the Galaxy S10, where I could pull it out of my pocket and just swipe a few things around if I needed to. I don't know if you heard that, but that was the sound. I'll play it close to the mic so you can hear it. Yeah, those sounds bring back some nostalgia, because I had an iPad 4 with iOS 6. That was the first version of the operating system that came with it, and I just loved it. So, I mean, now it's kind of broken. Not broken, per se. It's on iOS 10. It runs okay. It is kind of stuttery, but, you know, what do you expect? But, yeah, I'll be probably trying out to run with this iPhone 4S for, you know, about a week or so, see how I get on. Again, I'd expect it wouldn't be the best week, but whatever, you know, it's for the nostalgia of it in a way. It's not for anything else. I mean, I'm not expecting fantastic performance. I'm not expecting, you know, I'm not expecting to take fantastic pictures, even though, to be honest, I have seen some reviews, specifically 91 Tech. He does old iPhone reviews and stuff. And I saw his iPhone 4S review, and the camera still holds up reasonably well. So that's all right. And the other thing that's really timeless on the 4S is the design. I mean, when I got it, it had a stupid screen protector and a sticker on the back, which signifies, like, you know, I think that's just like a warranty sticker or something. Yeah, I took that off. This cost me like under $20, so I'm not exactly looking for a warranty. But the design is timeless. I got mine in black, which for me is the better color out of the two that they had. I think they had black and white. Black looks the best to me. So yeah, in black with those metal sort of edges, just gives it a really nice feel in hand as well. The back glass, it just looks like the iPhone 10, to be honest, with one less camera, with an iPhone 10s or whatever, because it is so timeless and it's so beautiful. And you can, you know, it can stand up because it's got flat edges. It can stand up on its sides, on the back, and on the sides. And it just looks beautiful. And those volume buttons as well, those volume buttons on the sides, they bring back a lot of nostalgia. They look, you know, solid. They're clicky. The volume, sort of the mute switch as well, is clicky and reassuring. So that's the one thing about this phone that's great, is the design. And, well, it does have a headphone jack, but, you know, my average phone too has a headphone jack. But yeah, that's basically what I'm going to do. I'm going to try and live with a week, for a week or so with the iPhone 4S at one point. I'll let you guys know when I do that. Probably not next week, because next week it's quite an important week for me when I'm going to need my phone for contacting people and such. But I'll probably set it up with all the services that I need or that I can get over the coming days. And I might do another midweek podcast and let you guys know how it's going. And then I'll do the end of the week, just like I did last week. But yeah, that's that. That's the first topic I wanted to sort of go over. Second thing that I have is Lineage OS 17. Now, for those of you who don't know, Lineage OS is essentially a custom ROM. That's a clean version of Android. That's been developed for every single phone. Not every single phone, but for most phones. So if your phone has stopped receiving updates, you can download Lineage OS and get the latest version of Android. And they have Lineage OS 17, came out about a month ago. And I have a Mi A1, as you guys know. In fact, I was rocking with this phone before the ROG and the S10. So I had a Mi A1, and so I thought I'd install it on my Mi A1. I would flash it. And I did flash it, and while... Oh my goodness. And while, you know, it's mostly fine in terms of functionality, there are some problems with it. And I knew there was going to be some problems with it as well, because the thing is, this Mi A1 has a history of just failing on me in terms of custom ROMing. This came with Android 1, as you guys know, the Mi A1, the A1 line, the A2, the A3. That line from Xiaomi is basically their fantastic hardware with Google software, which is great. And I used the Mi A1 as Android 1, as an Android 1 phone without changing anything for, you know, a long amount of time, 6 months or so, I used it. And then I wanted, you know, Android Pie, which took forever. And naive me thought it would be a good idea to try and custom ROM or get Android Pie onto my device, just get it in there, and I did, and it crashed. I got into the actual boot screen, and it crashed, and it bricked. It soft bricked my phone as I tried to reset it to do something. It bricked it. It got into a boot loop, and in the end, ended up soft bricking itself. It said that didn't have any software, and probably downloading it from a from a pretty fishy website. It wasn't from XDA, it was just some random website. That probably didn't help either, but I took it to the repair magicians that we have here in Shanghai. There's this place that I go to called Babai Ban, which is, you know, basically this big market of phones and tablets and everything. You can buy all sorts of things. And then on the upper floors, there's a sort of repair slash secondhand phone slash bargaining place, if you know what I mean. Look at Nikola Tanev. He's another YouTuber. I'm just here recommending YouTubers. He's got a video where he goes around a Shenzhen phone market. Well, it's something like that on the upper floors, except you can't really buy phones or secondhand phones like that. Or, you know, there's not as much variety. But I took it there, and they fixed it. They installed a clean Android 8.1 onto the phone. So I was back at square one. And I was scared at that point, so I didn't really meddle with anything. But then I got, you know, I left it, you know. I kept using it until April or so this year, and then that's when I got the S10. It was on 8.1 the whole way through. It really didn't get Pi at all. It was on 8.1 the whole way. Because, of course, this guy's romp. This guy put me a flashed a stock firmware. And for some reason, I just didn't get Pi. I should have gotten Pi. I really should have gotten Pi with digital well-being and everything, all those features. And I thought I did in the summer, but it just kept getting security updates. And I didn't get Pi, and I contacted people that had this phone, and they had Pi, and I was really surprised. But anyway, I never got Android Pi. Whatever. So I leave it, you know. I go into my S10. I play with that. I use that for quite a while. And then, of course, as you guys know, I now have the ROG Phone 2, and I use that. And then I have this itch to just buy an old phone, apart from the 4S, obviously. I bought the 4S just because it was like $20. And, you know, I did say in the midweek update that I would try and buy an old Android phone to custom ROM, and I didn't really want to waste money. So I looked at my Mi 1, and I thought, this is the Picasso of ROMing, which it was. So I thought I would put Android 10 on it. And I was quite apprehensive because when I tried to ROM the last time, In between, see how I phrase this, in between me breaking my phone the first time and me getting the S10, I did put a MIUI ROM on it. You know, the phone has Android 1. Well, I put the MIUI ROM, which is the Xiaomi skin, on it. And it took forever, and it took multiple tries, and it took a lot of error 7s, vendor errors on TWRP and such. Like, it took forever to ROM. But I did ROM it. I did get Epic MIUI, and then I didn't touch it. So I had MIUI 10, Xiaomi.eu, I guess, on the phone, a modified, sort of improved version of MIUI onto the device. So I did that, essentially. And then I didn't touch it. I kept using it as my main phone until I got the S10. And then I forgot all about it, put it in a drawer. I did use it a little bit in between selling the S10 and getting the ROG2, but again, I didn't. I used it on Android 8.1 on top of Epic MIUI or MIUI or Xiaomi.eu, essentially, which is, again, a modified version of MIUI, which I found to be working. And I wanted to go to MIUI because I thought MIUI was, you know, better than stock. Or for me, at that point in time, I was more familiar with MIUI than stock Android. And then again, as I say, about a week ago, I get the itch to sort of ROM something, to put something onto the phone. So I take it out of the drawer about 2 days ago after, you know, sorting through a lot, and I mean a lot of pixels online, Nexus 6s, Nexus 5x's, 6p's, all those, and then I settled, just might as well do it on the phone that I have, which is the Mi A1. So I downloaded Lineage OS 17, the G apps, all the necessary things, and I was quite apprehensive, as I say, of getting it to work because of what I said before. And it actually worked. It actually did work. I do have working Lineage OS 17, which is an Android 10 build of Lineage OS. Lineage OS 16 is Pi, OS 17 is Android 10. I do have Lineage OS 16 on my other Xiaomi phone, the Xiaomi Mi 4C. Oh, sorry about that, something fell. As I was saying, I do have Lineage OS 16 on this Mi 4C, which stops support at Android 8, and the Mi A1, which stops support at Android 9, 10. Well, I have an unofficial build of Android 10, of Lineage OS, and everything seems to work, but there is an issue with the phone. There is an issue. That is that there is this annoying sound. I think the sound is broken in general, because I can't play videos off of it at all. I can't play videos. Every time I try to play a video, it won't, you know, no sound will come out. Every time I try to watch something on Google Photos or on YouTube via VPN, it won't play. And so I'm constantly, well, I can't really put volume on it, you know, I can't do it. So I look around online. I haven't really found a solution yet for it. So that's the only sort of problem with it. But apart from that, it is Android 10, essentially. And it's got everything that Android 10 has on the Mi A1. So I'm going to put a link to Lineage OS in the description of this podcast. If I remember, I might not remember. If I don't remember, just Google Lineage OS on Google. You'll find their official official page where you'll be able to sort of choose your device and see what versions of Lineage OS there are, because not everyone has Lineage OS 7 support or 17, which is Android 10. But it's still worth a look, especially if you're into this ROMing game, as I say, because you might be an avid custom ROM person, or you want. I actually found the list of phones that support Lineage OS 17. I'll quickly read out a few main ones. So the Essential Phone does support it. Your Pixels, Pixel 2, Pixel and Pixel XL all support it. HTC is kind of relevant. Your LG G2, your G2 AT&T variant, G2 T-Mobile, and the V40 support it. Motorola, E2, the original Moto G, the G3, the G5S Plus, and the Z2 Force all support it. For OnePlus, OnePlus from OnePlus 2 to 7 Pro all support it. Realme 3 Pro, if you have that, I doubt anyone's listening from India. As far as I'm concerned, all the viewers that I see in the demographics for Anchor are all either from the UK or the US, which makes sense because I advertise on PSC quite a bit. Samsung, strangely only a Note 3 and a Tab S5. That's weird, have Lineage OS 17 support. Maybe they're building up Samsung. Xiaomi's the one with the most. So the Mi 6, 8, 9, K20 Pro, 90 Pro, A1, A2, the Max Prime, Max 2, the Mi Mix 2, the Mi Mix 2S, the F1, of course the Poco F1 has it, the Redmi 2, the Redmi 4X, which I was about to buy, but that's a different story, the Redmi 5, the K20 Pro, the Note 4, the Note 6 Pro, and the Note 7, all available if you want it. Zuck, no one cares about Zuck. But yeah, so please go ahead, check it out. It is a pretty nice resource. There are other ROMs, obviously, that are more featureful, because, you know, you can get Resurrection Remix, or you can get something else that has a lot more features, but Lineage OS has always been sort of the gold standard for ROMs. You get pretty regular updates, because, especially this community behind your device, people are going to want to update it, so I suggest you take a look at it. It's quite nice. The battery certainly improves on Lineage OS. It's a very light operating system. There's not much to really do on it, apart from just it being stock. So if you want to take a look, please do. Again, I'll leave links in the description. I might do a more thorough overview or look at LinjaOS 17 in the future, but I'll leave those links. Another topic that I want to talk about was my sort of adventure down to the shops today. It might sound quite boring, but I did come across, I was looking for secondhand phones to install Android on, because, I'm always looking out for those. I actually found the Redmi 4X, but it was too expensive, and it shocks me. Well, maybe it doesn't shock me. They don't really sell secondhand Pixels at all in the Chinese market. Again, it shouldn't really surprise me, but when I go on Chinese Taobao and I see Pixel XL for this much, Pixel 2 XL for this much, I feel like, why are they not selling it in the shops? I mean, maybe it's something stupid, again, to think about, but still, it'd be nice if they did. And the only phone that they had secondhand that was cheap was 450, which I wasn't about to spend that much on a Redmi 4X, which, admittedly was in good condition, could be used as a primary device, I suppose, but again, I could probably find that a lot cheaper on Taobao and other places. And if I did want to go, I found an essential phone for about 350. So again, I don't understand why it was so damn expensive. And with the Snapdragon 435, it wasn't exactly a great phone. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say about that. Not really that much else. Sorry, I had to make a cut there. But yeah, as I was saying, I was about to shut like 450 for a Redmi 4X, which has the Snapdragon 435 or 430 or something, when I can find, much better deals on Taobao. And I still might do. I don't know. There's nothing really much else for me to comment. I guess during the midweek update, it sort of left me a bit stale on topics, but I'm just commenting, what happens. I'm done with my resits, with my exams, which is good. I don't know what that means for this podcast. Nothing, probably. Just mentioning it. Do check out the Smoking Mirrors podcast if you like to keep up on news and you like controversial topics. A lot of China, which is dangerous. Very dangerous to talk about China. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed. Do subscribe. I don't know if you can. Do listen. Do share it. Do something with it. Slightly shorter again because of the midweek updates. Do expect these to be shorter if there is a midweek update. If there isn't, then add about 7 minutes to how long this is. This is TechLink. And see you next time.